Winter, 2006. Three young journalists en route to a conference in Montego suffer a shipwreck. They awake on the shores of a mysterious isle deep in the Caribbean. Broadcasting from an abandoned Jamaican army base, the trio continues to unravel the secrets of newsworthy Ghost Island.
I love that intro.
This is your wake-up opera, apparently.
Oh, sorry. I just got out of the shower. I was still in singing mode.
Here on this lovely, lovely Saturday morning. Welcome.
Yes.
To Newsworthy Ghost Island.
In the waterfall.
Yes. I love to bathe and ablute myself. Ablution is a thing that I do well.
Verdi wrote that.
He would.
I'm not sure I believe that.
Well, I translated it.
Okay. Fair enough. I am, once again...
You want to hear it in Italian?
For your information, David Brunel Brutman.
I am Giacomo Puccini.
David Reinstrom.
That too.
And I'm Alex Jensen, as always. Or usual, at least. As usual.
Io un ablutore... Io adoro ablution.
Does anybody have any Tylenol?
Tylenol.
For my opera-induced headache.
I have some Ilanol, but it's not really the same thing. It's actually just some crushed up beetles. It doesn't really do anything.
So why?
Because their carapace delicious.
Why? Oh, why do I have Ilanol?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I felt it was back when I was experimenting with the organs the other week. I thought that, you know, maybe I could break into pharmaceuticals.
Oh, right. And the organ thing didn't work out.
Yeah, I couldn't. Actually, you know, usually you hear about all these places in the tropics that they have all these fantastic creatures with amazing medicinal properties. And you can, like, crush up, you know, beetles and it cures cancer.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That is not the case on this island at all.
Well, if you needed anything for, you know, regularity trouble, I have found this.
Oh, dear.
With fronds like these, who needs enemas?
I'm shuddering.
Well,
look
who needs enemas in the first place? I think they're bad for you. Isn't that right?
Well, I mean...
I think they cause holes in your insides.
They're poisonous.
Yeah. Kind of like
That's why clownfish are the only creatures that can live in them.
In enemas?
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
anemones?
Anemones. Anemones?
You know, I would love to explain the difference to you, David.
That's what we're calling our band. That's what we're calling our band. Anemone enema. Enema of the anemone state. Enema of the state probably exists somewhere.
Wait, are you telling me that an enema is not some kind of creature that lives on the seafloor?
No. I would love to point out the differences between an anemone and an enema. David.
We'd be fined $25,000 by the FCC.
We would. So,
Why don't we go to song, and you guys can explain that to me. What do you have for us, David?
We have Cold War by The Charms.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. So much for negotiation. I'm gonna take up my matter with the United Nations. The upper hand. Well, I can match you bullet for bullet. You wanna tussle? Now that you're out, and now that you're gone, it's a cold war. So much for your superpowers. It's like the Wizard of Oz, all smoke and mirrors. You got a big head, what a big mistake. Cause now it's all blowing up in your face. You wanna fight? I don't fight nice. Now that you're out, and
me. It's meant to be.
That you just heard was Alex.
It was the small faces. They're awesome.
Woo.
They're so good. I love
Too
them.
The name of the song was Donkey Rides, A Penny, A Glass.
How did Wasn't die, it? Alex? House Fire?
House what?
House Fire. Steve Marriott.
Steve Marriott, yeah. House Fire. 1991.
That sounds right. Mm-hmm. Died because he was drunk and he had a lit cigarette.
He had an awesome voice.
Great. Anyway, yes, before that, you heard The Charms with...
Cold War!
Cold War.
Do, do, do.
Cold
Yes, you did.
War.
Ooh, well, that was good.
You know
Way
what,
to
you know what that reminds
show?
Me of? Cold War. Reminds me
Cold
of...
Cold Sores.
Nikolai. He sounded exactly like that. Yeah. And later in the show, we will... continue our adventures with Nikolai during
the monsoon season.
So get ready. Get ready for that.
I wasn't ready for that, guys.
You're okay. Never ready for that,
I
Alex.
Was a little off. I'm sorry.
Why don't you lead it, then?
Why don't I lead it?
Yeah.
Okay. The monsoon
season.
Oh, shoot. I didn't even say it right. I said the mon season.
The monsrangled.
Let's give up.
The jangle. Okay, let's give up. High five.
You hit my face, David.
That was a terrible
high
five.
That wasn't a high five.
That was a high face.
That was like just a slap.
Okay. We'll try again later in the show.
The best kind of high five. Well, Alex, what is the sound of one hand clapping?
See, I was kind of hitting my fingers against my palm.
That if you can hit the palm of your hand with your fingers, that's one hand clapping.
Only...
Or if you smack somebody in the face... That's another one hand clap.
Does it have to be the face, though? I think
Is that really a clap?
I feel like all parts of the body will make a similar noise.
I don't.
If you slap it.
Fine. I'm going to punch you in the stomach.
I definitely disagree.
As long as it's not closed.
Wait, no.
Clothed.
No, let's not punch Alex in the stomach.
Dude,
That's
I have
a
abs
good,
of steel.
That is
it
a good
matter.
Idea.
Actually, Alex has abs of arcanite.
Yeah.
He has abs of mithril.
It's because I sleep like a bat at night.
Adamantium. That's what Wolverine is made out of, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Adamantium or adamantite?
Gosh, I don't know.
Maybe TM.
TM but sounds...
Sciencier? More Alex, explain about your
TM
your
sounds more like
habits.
Science.
My bat-like habits?
Yes.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm sure you guys have walked in while I'm sleeping upside
sure.
down like a bat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because...
Haven't we discussed this before?
Oh, God, the guano.
I've...
Just kidding.
I've trained myself to actually, since blood obviously will rush to my head and I will consequently probably die if I remain that way all night,
die.
I've trained myself throughout the night to actually do a little, I don't know how to say it, like a sit-up almost, you know? Kind of like bringing my head to my feet as mm-hmm. I'm hanging upside down.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, every 5 minutes, just so...
While
you
sleep?
The blood kind of... Yeah, yeah. I've trained myself to do
abs
this.
Abs of adamantium.
And as a result, I have rock-hard abs.
Washboard style!
I know it's...
You were
glistening in the sun.
It's true. I know it's not a very...
We can't sing very much of that song on the air.
It's Tenacious D, my friends.
It is Tenacious D.
Sorry, Alex, what?
Oh, it's okay. I don't even remember what I was going to say.
That's okay, because I wasn't listening. Next, I'd like to play something by Flanders and Swan, a British comedy... I love you, Alex. Wow. A British comedy
That's
duo
right.
from the 1950s. I grew up on this. This song is called Sounding Brass, and it is a satire of... Well, you'll see.
Cool.
Society frowns on blowing one's own trumpet. Oh, for goodness sake, would you believe it? But we found a game that merits no rebuke.
If someone's got a tub, we're gonna thump it.
It's more fun than playing polo with the Duke.
The object is to Gunga Din your neighbour.
I'm a better man than you, the acid test. So man the good ship one up, let's do a social turn-up, and bang our status symbols with the best. 2, 3, 4.
playing on the status symbols, laying out the ready cash. Bigger, better, newer, smarter, here the status symbols clash.
My phone number's X directory, should you wish to make a call.
Mine is even more exclusive.
More exclusive?
I won't have a phone at all. You can always try cabling me, Mick Flan, England.
I have colour television, though it can't receive a thing.
I've a midget tape recorder hidden in my signet ring. Hidden in my signet ring. I've a laundress comes in daily to my flat in Marble Arch.
Oh, my laundress flown to Cairo.
Flown to
where? Where they don't use so much starch. I believe my butler's butler has appeared on Face to Face.
I lost both my Botticellis when they robbed my country place.
I've been asked to sing at Salzburg in next year's Fidelio.
I've been asked to screen Lord Denning for security, you know. My car registration number's 1111 VIP.
All my garage doors fly open when I murmur sesame.
My car horn goes ah-eh, ah-eh. Your car horn goes ah-ah-ah.
I've just bought a Mini Super.
All of what?
The Mini Super.
Oh, yes, I've got one in my boots. Playing of the status symbols, laying out the ready cash. Bigger, better, newer, smarter. Here the status symbols clash. Hell has just been taken over by a friend of Charlie Claus. We've acquired a private furnace, bigger, hotter, far than yours.
$8 billion if you can identify all the references that were made in 1959. Like, for example, who Charlie Claus
nope.
is. No. All right. Yes, English points.
So what do we get? What do I get if I would have been able to answer?
If you get English points, you get English points towards, you know, application for getting English gifts, like.
Oh, I was kind of hoping that one English point would be worth an Englishman.
Oh, I should have a couple of English points by now.
Wait. Because you have a couple of Englishmen?
No. No, because I've acquired a couple of English points. Where are my English people? I want a passel of English people.
Guys.
Yes?
I want to tell you something.
I don't want to hear it.
As a generous a nation as we are, sometimes instead of giving...
Sorry, Alex.
What?
I cannot really hear you so well.
Really? Hello?
Hello. Alex, come here. Use this microphone. You hit me from there. It's not like it's going to take you 30 billion years to cross the infinite sidereal space to get to this microphone. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I still have something to say. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, that's better. I'm sorry.
Public service announcement?
As generous a nation as we are, sometimes instead of giving, we almost give. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how you can help, visit don'talmostgive.org. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Word.
Thank you.
I enjoyed this time with you, David. Yeah, we should probably figure out what's wrong with my microphone.
Let's do that.
Let's do that during a song.
Yay.
Okay.
Up next, we've got a... I don't know what we got. We got something, man.
I think it's called the Chumblies.
It's whatever.
I think it has the
it's
in it.
It's Tullycraft.
Tully, that sounds sort of like the Chumblies.
It does sort of sound like the Chumblies. And,
Tullycraft!
From them, we've got a song called The Punks Are Writing Love Songs, which sounds just delightful.
And Gord bless them, too.
So let's hear that. The Punks Are Writing Love Songs.
Are they?
Tullycraft.
Hey, 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 hey. baby, I found the fame. Street fights and open mics with a bar chord to meet the beat. Anthems written for the discontent with the eyeliner, it's key. The punks are writing love songs. The punks are writing love songs. The punks are writing love songs. The mixing of the bad. The punks are writing love songs. The punks are writing love songs. The punks are writing love songs. The mixing of the bad. Hoods up, poetry from the cul-de-sacs. The punks are writing love songs. The punks are writing love songs. The punks are writing love songs. They're mixing up the bad. The punks are writing love songs. The punks are writing love songs. The punks are writing love songs. They're mixing up the bad. Hoods up, poetry from the cul-de-sacs. Bats out, anarchy with the note attached. Blast beats, window seats in the photographs.
Thank you.
That was pleasant. It was kind of beachy, don't you think?
That was Desmond Decker with Shantytown. 007 Shantytown.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
And before that, you heard Telecraft with The Punks Are Writing Love Songs.
Yes, they are.
Apparently, they are.
I really like Desmond Decker.
More power to them. But Desmond Decker, yes.
He's straddling between ska and proto-reggae. Ska came before reggae because it has to do with the guitar note on the upbeat that... And they call that, that's called ska because of the noise it makes. It goes, ska, 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 ska. That explanation
ska, I probably wouldn't have.
That's not something I would have come up with myself.
I wouldn't have picked ska.
Well, so first it was ska and then it was reggae.
Maybe bois.
No, I meant I wouldn't have picked, like, that, for that noise.
That's what I'm saying.
Ska.
Yeah.
I would have picked
so ska.
Or maybe
like,
bra.
So when people talk about ska, they're talking about different waves of ska. And the first wave of ska was like in the 60s, and now we're on like fourth wave ska with stuff like, you know, Streetlight Manifesto and Catch 22, I think, was third wave. But it goes through different phases and becomes punkier and less reggae-like, but what is always constant throughout all of ska is the guitar on the upbeat.
Bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang.
Wow. We should totally be our own ska band.
Except our ska
except
noise is
not.
We'll just call
well,
the
we
genre
go,
bang.
Bang.
We could go ska. Ska, 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 ska.
I don't know if that has the same sort of appeal, actually.
Ska, ska, ska.
Yep, that definitely doesn't.
Ska.
Okay, David. David, you're a bird.
It sounds like the seagulls in Finding Nemo.
Ska, 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 ska,
ska,
ska,
ska,
ska,
ska,
ska,
ska, ska,
gnomes.
Gnomes.
Hello there, journalist.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the studio, guys. How are you doing?
You know, we're doing okay.
We're good. We came by today to thank you for coming to our Halloween party last week.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a great time.
For those of you that have not yet met them, we have gnomes on the island.
Yes, we do, we do. This is Norman the Gnome here.
Oh, hey guys, how you doing? I'm Norman the Gnome with a G.
And I'm Dad.
And I'm Natalie.
Hey.
And we are the gnomes of the island, and we're shipwrecked just like the journalists.
Yep,
in
that's
case
true.
You're not up to date on that. So.
So we had a pretty sweet Halloween party. That was fun.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
We were in favor of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, the bobbing for apples was a little bit of a height snag there, but other than that.
Yeah, my back's sore.
Other than that, I think it was really a successful shindig. It's great that you guys, your little gnome tribe can, you know, put these events on.
In our defense, David, I would like to say that it was not exactly a picnic bobbing for apples when the apples were approximately the size of my waist.
Yeah.
You mean the size of regular apples?
Well, yeah, but, you know.
I guess we could have used cherries.
Well, you know, the problem is that there aren't any gnome apple trees growing on this island.
Yeah, exactly.
And
nothing
so
like that.
We're
the apples.
We're working on genetically engineering some of those out of palm trees.
You guys are into genetic engineering too?
Oh yeah, we're going
well, we
all
don't
over
call
the
it
place.
Engineering, we call it engineering.
Right, with a G, an extra like a G N.
Engineering.
Yeah, so it's kind of like gnome, you know?
Yeah. It's
like all of our names.
It's a complicated word. I mean, it's not necessarily a layman's word. Anyway,
we wouldn't expect you to understand.
Right, we've been doing a lot of scientific experiments over in our gnome camp.
That's interesting.
And today, we genetically engineered this pumpkin right here to look like
Dukakis.
Like Dukakis. So,
that's bizarre.
You'll notice he's got a nose and
a tank.
Right.
Yeah, I painted it.
It looks very nice, Natalie.
Thanks, so Dad. The days of carving pumpkins are soon to be over. What? Replaced by genetically engineered super pumpkins. We can engineer any shape you want. A lion or a bear, whatever.
It's pretty sweet.
Wow, yeah, that's something, gnomes.
It's pretty cool, guys.
And here here I am trying to invent organs, and you guys are already genetically engineering
stuff. Maybe you could collaborate or something.
Gnomes, if I could interrupt you for just a second, I'd like to remind you all that you're listening to KWUR Clayton 90.3 FM, and you can also listen online at kwur.com.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, don't forget, tell them about the website.
Yeah, tell them.
Okay. You can send us email at newsworthyghost@gmail.com or visit us online at newsworthyghost.wordpress.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
And we'll be sure to send you some email as soon as we genetically engineer a computer out of a coconut.
Or a pumpkin.
I don't know if that's necessary. I think we have the ability to email them back now. Don't we?
Well, I mean, we, the gnomes, will send you guys an email.
Oh, I see.
Gnomes.
If you want to reach us, send us an email at newsworthyghost. That's GNEWWorthyghost. Which is newsworthyghost with a G in front at gmail.com. And we will also send you mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can pick that up from the journalists. And, of course, until we genetically engineer a computer out of a crab.
I thought it was a coconut.
It's fluid.
Oh.
Crab and politics, love. Situation is always fluid.
Exactly. So, good to see you, journalists.
Yeah.
We're gonna go back to our experiments against man and God. And have a good broadcast. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, bye. Bye, guys. Oh.
That was a surprise visit.
They're so tiny and scientific.
I didn't even see them come in.
I know.
Yeah, that was kind of spooky the way they did that.
They were cute in those little lab coats.
Oh, my God. Do you guys think they're ghosts? Secretly. And no. We don't know it.
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, I know you wanted to put that out there, but I just don't think they are.
Okay. Good. You've allayed my fears.
Okay. That's what I'm good at. Allaying. Fears.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
So.
At all.
Let's move on.
I'm good at allaying fears.
I believe you. What does that indicate?
I don't know. I was being mysterious in our lead up to the introduction of our segment from
The Monsoon Season!
Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, in case you do not remember, we'll do a little recap.
This is not a recap.
We're traveling with a really grumpy guy named Nikolai.
If you'll remember,
we had a flying boat.
Last time on The Monsoon Sea. Okay, fine. We were traveling. We had just met Nikolai, a profane old wizard. And he enchanted the boat that we borrowed from our buddy Rolf on the island of Fiskland.
Yeah.
And we were proceeding into the lair of the beast, as I like to call it, going back to his castle, which had been infested by robots.
As you will soon see.
It's true. Check it out.
Let's take a listen.
This skyboat is incredible.
I can see my house from here.
That is my house, idiot.
That's some castle, Nikolai.
Спасибо. I bought it during real estate boom of 1912.
What real estate boom was that?
Well, I wanted real estate. Other people owned real estate. Other people went boom.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry, they deserved it. They punched small orphans for fun. So it was not originally Cliffside Castle. It was originally in center of island. Small side effect of boom. Still, The small round tower hanging off the cliff face plays nicely off the larger round keep at the opposite end of the central hall. It gives it a sense of Norman blockiness, but with a decidedly French chateau flair.
It used to have gargoyles, but they flew away.
Also, it's pointing!
So how do we get inside this castle, Nikolai?
His skyboat can fly anywhere, silly girl.
Wait, if this boat can fly anywhere, why are we flying to this castle and not back to the mainland?
Yeah, why didn't I think of that? Turn that sky tiller around. I want to fly back to the States.
fly back to the States. Don't you know where you are?
We're in a boat.
All this time, you've been smack dab in the center of the Venezuela Parallelogram.
What's the Venezuela Parallelogram?
You live inside Parallelogram your whole life? And you've never even heard of it?
Mum wanted me to be a diplomat, but I failed geography. How do you think I ended up as a court jester?
I'm not even that funny.
Haven't you ever wondered how it is can be snowing in Fiskland while less than 100 miles away in Cairo, Thebes, Luxor, whatever, is scorching desert? And you, journalists, why do you think your Jamaican army base island is infested with ghosts and dinosaurs? Is Parallelogram?
Well, yes, but my best guess was a rhombus, or at worst, a dodecahedron.
The Venezuelan Parallelogram is strange, strange area of the Caribbean. Is nexus of mystical energies.
We knew that. I'm a voodoo priestess.
Pah! If I had goat for everyone I meet who is voodoo priestess, I am having goats enough to repopulate moon.
Repopulate?
You see, like other supernatural occurrences, ancient alien supercomputers, ghosts, talking dinosaurs, magic only works inside the parallelogram. That is why I travel here from Moscow. I come with nothing but dream. And God.
Yeah, supercomputers. I wonder how Reginald is doing.
I guess that explains some of the weird stuff that we've seen on these islands.
Location of Parallelogram is only in secret Jamaican government files. It's notoriously hard to find.
And how do you find it?
I'm f***ing wizard. We have been over this.
So there's no way out using the skyboat.
Yet. As soon as we leave Parallelogram, we fall out of Sky Like Dukakis campaign.
Then that's a no-go. But I bet castle-stealing mystery girl has a way back to the mainland.
Regardless, we still don't know how we're getting inside.
Like I say, it's skyboat. We drop on the roof like f***ing KGB Spetsnaz commandos.
How are we gonna get close enough to the castle without anyone spotting us?
We are a flying boat.
Whoa, Nikolai! You made us invisible!
Wow! I can't even see my hands!
I can't even see my face! Хорошо. I guide us in. Easy now. Easy. Easy.
Brian, what have we hit?
Some kind of metal spire, looks like. Stabbed right through the hold.
Dear God, it's a signal tower.
I do not have signal tower. That would present serious hazard to landing skyboats.
As we've discovered, looks like Wants to Kill Us Girl has done a little home improvement in your absence.
I would not call it improvement.
It looks like nobody heard us crash. This hallway's completely empty. Come on, everyone. Out of the boat.
Okay, we split up. I go with Badger Boy to my study, find tools, then we make robots into grated cheese.
And the three of us will hunt down Mystery Girl.
Taller one.
Yeah.
Don't forget sword. Okay, off to study. Then we fry some toasters.
Now, where do we find the woman in charge?
We would be happy to escort you to her. In handcuffs, of course.
How the hell did you all sneak up on us like that?
Wait a second. You're that dinosaur pirate queen from Island Q8!
And you're that ninja robot from the MPAA!
Yes, I was forced to quit after you decimated my entire squadron with your brilliantly choreographed step-dancing sequence. Fortunately, The job market is good for robot henchmen right now. I was able to master step dancing and sign on as a hired gun for the mistress.
Whoa! Real live robots with real live automatic weapons!
That's right, Meatbag. With real live ammunition. The kind that splits squishy man flesh like an exploding cleaver. Much better than the robot katanas I faced you with last time.
Eep.
Let go of me!
No can do, miss.
Handcuffs, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Why does this keep happening to us? This is fun.
Stupid Nikolai, grumble, grumble. Leave us all alone in a robot-infested castle.
Alex.
I hate Russians!
Come on, there's a bright side to this.
Where is there a bright side? We have been captured by robots that work for the woman who wants us dead, and the only guy who knows his way around here is on the other side of the castle. Give me one tiny little tidbit of bright side!
It's a really nice day out.
We are going to die!
Ow.
Now stay here while I go and alert the mistress. You managed to knock out our radio transmitter, so I'll have to take the helicopter. Get comfortable.
I guess we have some time to kill.
Let's see. Radio transmitter destroyed. That's the bright side.
That's Mr. Brightside!
Look, people, do you mind not talking so much? You're distracting me from my pacing.
What are you gonna do about it, Voltron?
Turn into cats?
Well, I can't kill you, but pistol whipping is not expressly forbidden.
I don't know, Vacuum Tube. Would your boss really be happy if you bruised the produce?
Hey, Tin Man.
I have a name, you know.
What is it? Is it a faceless number? Or a faceless letter? Or a faceless letter that stands for a faceless number?
It's Frank.
Frank, eh? Tell me, Frank.
What?
You happy?
Of course I'm happy. I'm the happiest damn robot that ever had to guard a passel of yappity meatbags in the history of artificial intelligence.
It's awful cold and wet in this castle.
Kinda unpleasant.
Wonder what kind of extra compensation a robot like you gets.
Extra compensation?
For working in such a damp environment? Sure. First of all, there's the rust.
True.
And the wear and tear.
When you think about it, I mean, how robot safe is this castle anyhow?
Robot safe?
Well, and why not? A responsible employer should make sure her workforce is taken care of.
Well, we're not strictly her employees.
Really?
More of a mercenary basis.
Afternoon, Frank.
Hello, Marv. Hello, Spencer.
Spencer and I have been sent down to help guard the prisoners.
Yeah, get a load of this lot.
What?
They think we ought to get extra compensation for working in the damp.
Gotta watch out for joint rust, you know. How are your joints, Marv?
I beg your pardon?
I said, how are your little metal joints doing? They look awfully exposed.
They're fine. A little rusty, I guess.
Someone hasn't considered your needs.
What are you talking about?
The modern working automaton requires job conditions conducive to effective labor.
Yeah, I like the way you're talking.
Marv, what are you saying? We could be deactivated!
Yeah, and so what? The mistress treats us like scrap.
Time is right for revolution.
Time is right for revolution. Say that's good.
Or at the very least, a strike.
Until our demands are met.
What are they? And how will you enforce them?
We demand waterproofing.
And we'll take hostages.
We've already got hostages.
We'll release hostages.
Now you're cooking with gas.
Release the prisoners.
Yeah, we're conscientious objectors now.
And we're gonna be as objectionable as we can, damn it.
Fire, robots! We light you on fire and throw you into the river.
Wait, these are good robots.
There's no such thing. We burn.
No, 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 Nikolai. They've gone on strike. They freed us.
Okay. No burn for now.
How'd they end up going on strike?
We're not being treated right. These are terrible working conditions for robots. It's time to unionize.
Oh, jolly good, but you'll have to move fast. One of the robots on the way down here said the mistress would be arriving in just half an hour.
We'll hit that robot like Soyuz rocket.
Nikolai.
Right.
Come, my robot brothers.
We must spread the word.
You know what? I'm sick of robot repression, too. I'm coming with you.
For the revolution!
Yeah! Yeah,
here we go!
Oh, yeah, we're going.
Come on, journalists. I take you to Castle Helipad. When Mistress Girl arrives, we will be waiting for her.
That one is so hardcore.
Yeah, we're pretty much awesome, in case you were not aware of that previously.
Those were good times.
You know how awesome we are?
How awesome are we?
We're so awesome that we have a public service announcement. Alex!
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I almost forgot. A healthy diet and regular exercise can decrease your weight and improve your health. Learn more at smallstep.gov. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hooray!
And me.
Thanks,
Alex
you.
Alex Jensen, the reader.
Thanks, you!
Of the PSAs.
Thanks, you very much! Next up, in the rotation, we've got British Sea Power. That's a pretty good band name.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
What do you guys think?
And the sea is cool.
Especially British Sea Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it Winston Churchill said?
About British Sea Power? I think he said a lot of things about British Sea Power.
It was like rum buggery in the lash. That was his summation.
He was Lord of the Admiralty. That was a thing that he was. So anyway, we have British Sea Power with a track called Straight Down the Line.
I'm intrigued.
As am I.
You better be rum.
Down the line with hate. I never felt so good. I never felt so great. It all looks so familiar. It's all there if you're willing to cross the military ground. I am lost but I'll be found. Sunshine, gunpowder, money. I won't be getting. You can't make it alone.
And we're back and on the air once more.
Yeah, once again. So British Sea Power.
Yes. Was, they were lovely.
That was British Sea Power. That was kind of like spacey, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Like almost. I don't know if that's if I'm using the correct word.
No.
But spacey. So, did we pick? Do we have a song to go out on?
Oh yeah, yeah. We are running out of time, so I wanted to go out on "I Am a Camera" by Gentle Giant. Yes, I am a big fan of Gentle Giant. They're prog rock from the 70s. A lot of people don't know them. They're a little bit more obscure than some of the other prog rock bands that are out there, like ELP, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and stuff. But I am a big fan of Gentle Giant.
No, I haven't heard of them, and that's surprising.
Yes.
I feel like I'm fairly well-versed in 60s, 70s music.
Prog rock specifically?
Of all types! No, I just... Oh, okay. Not particularly prog rock, but... So, David,
yes.
What are you planning on doing for the rest of the day after the show ends?
For the rest of the day, I figured I would do some scrimshaw. I was gonna carve some bones. Yeah, be a scrimshander.
You're gonna carve some bones.
David, I found one.
What?
I found a bone.
Oh, cool. Lay it on me.
Yeah, here you go. Oh.
Bone.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. David sent me out to get some scrimshaw bones.
There you go.
I guess you wanted to start right away.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say. He who gotta be
prepared.
Early
to scrimshaw, early to rise, makes a man stupid.
That's wrong. David, what
I'm
are you doing?
I'm pretty sure Ben Franklin said that.
I think it's wood carved late, scrimshaw early, makes you smart and hot and burly.
That is definitely not true.
That's not what Benjamin Franklin said. That's what I say.
What am I doing for what?
For the rest of the day.
Oh, for the rest of the day. Well, I think I'm going to go visit the gnomes and check out their genetic engineering facilities.
Ah, cool.
Those sound pretty cool, so I'm going to take a look down there. See if I can't work on my organs.
Yeah, you're not going to steal their genetic secrets, are you?
Well, okay, maybe we can in a partnership develop Island Doll.
Oh, yeah.
That'd
an Island Doll that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Tylenol type more. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Tylenol-esque.
We are running out the clocks here.
We are running out the clock.
That's sad.
Did you tell our lovely listeners what we have up?
Yes, we talked about I Am a Camera by Gentle Giant.
Okay, excellent.
It starts with camera noises.
Camera noises.
Funny,
I'm a fan.
It's got to be good.
I am David Reinstrom.
I'm Alex Jensen.
Oh, and I'm David Brunel Bruttman. Have an excellent week.
I hope you still have an excellent week. Are you still in the mood for having an excellent week? Excellent week, having time. We didn't have
this is
a
the
CDM.
Worst part of my day. I don't have anything planned.
Swiggity swap, da do do do.
Zap out the fatteners.
What in a blow?
What is going on?
Nothing. It's part of our new pharmaceutical plan.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna.
I'm gonna go take a shower.
Islandol is a slimming agent. It'll make you thinner. It'll get rid of headaches.
Well, I sleep like a bat.
It'll do your laundry.
I don't need any of that. It'll do your laundry.
And it forges your signature. And not completely satisfied, you can drive it away today. Act now. Act now and receive as our gift. Our gift to you. It comes in all colors. One size fits all. No fuss, no muss, no fail. You tried kitchen drudgery. Everything must go. Going out of business. Going out of business. Going out of business. Sale.
What? No. Islandol is going
what
into
just
business.
What happened?
Islandol. Available today.